Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud Sif Chaf. And we're talking about the Inyanim, we're talking about the halachas of Tefillin, we're talking about all the different halachas of what to put on, how to put on, and now we're up to how to take off one's Tefillin. Chalitzim Umad, take off your Tefillin standing. Ashkenazim have the halacha of taking off the Tefillin standing. Take off the ritzuas that are wrapped around the finger and the ritzuas that are wrapped around the hand so that one should be able to use that hand. And take off the shel reish and then take off the shel yad. So the reason why the tefillin shel reish has to be taken off first is because mishum d'chsev v'ha'ilat tzavus b'nei necha, that it should be v'ha'yu, and they should be b'nei necha, between your eyes, which we learn is the tefillin that's on the head, that they v'ha'yu d'chsev v'ha'yu, it says that they will be lashon rabim. The Darsh Rabbi Seino, the Rabbi Seino of Zecharim Bracha, learned that kol zman shebein enecha, all the time that a person has his tefillin on his head, between his eyes, meaning on his head, yushtayim, it should be that there are two tefillin on a person. Lachin manichim tchila shalyad v'cholzim tchila shal rosh. Put on the shalyad first, so therefore when you're putting on the shal rosh, it's two, and take off the shal rosh first, so therefore it's still two, rather than taking off the shel yad and it being only single. Kol zman sheyesh alav shel rosh, tia alav gam shel yad. The whole time that he has the shel rosh on, he also has the shel yad on. Yesh lachlos shel rosh biyad smoil. Now, the reason why we said take off the krichos, the parts that are wrapped around his hand, first before he takes off his shel rosh, is because he's going to use his left hand to take off his shel rosh. Why? Why would you use your left hand if a person's a righty? Because even though we do mitzvahs with our right hand, but this is taking off the mitzvah. And we want to show that really that the zman of tefillin is a whole day. A person should be theoretically be wearing their tefillin all day long. The only reason why we don't is because we can't keep gufnaki a whole day, so therefore we take it off right after davening. So therefore we use our left hand to show that we would love to have the tefillin all day. Yesh lachlos shel rosh biyad smol, take off the shel yosh with the rosh with the left hand. Sheyad keil, which is the weaker hand. Kidei laharish akasha olav chalitzasim, that to show that we prefer not to have to take it off. It's difficult for us to take it off. Nesha mitzvah he sheyu olav tefillin shekol hayom, because the mitzvah really is that tefillin should be on us a whole day. Ella, the only reason why we don't have it is because we don't have that we can keep gufnaki all day. Therefore, we take off our tefillin right after davening. And another thing to show respect, sigh for the tefillin, sigh for Sefer Torah, sigh for one's Rebbe, one's Talmid Chachamim. Not in front of you should not take it off in front of a Sefer Torah. You shouldn't take it off in front of your Rebbe. A person should move himself to the side, and therefore it's not right before the Sefer Torah, it's not right before his Rebbe. And also another minig is that one should kiss their tefillin. So when do you kiss the tefillin? Kiss the tefillin when putting it on and when taking it off. Minig chachamim, it's a minig of chachamim. In other words, it's a preferable and a good thing. When one puts it on and when one takes it off. Another thing is ein lahasir talis. A person should have his talis on the whole time he has his tefillin on. People who have their talis, who wear talis, ein lahasir talis ad la'acha chalitzas tefillin. A person should not take off his talis until after they take off their tefillin. Yashakoich, and have a great day.